to the Schools in Session podcast, a place where we talk about how you or your teenager can truly make a difference. I am your host, Chanel, and in this podcast, we dive deep into how you and your kids can educate themselves through the pandemic. We also talk about how to stay motivated and how to find a fulfilling career pathway for the future. This is the place where we bring you tons of value and content all at the click of a button. Our future belongs to the next generation who need our support and encouragement to create epic lives. This podcast is Next Level, a way to tap into your child's personal expression and creativity. I'm so excited to have you here, so let's get started. This is Schools in Session, the podcast. What is up? And welcome back to another episode, episode number 5. And for those who don't know, my name is Chanel. I am the host of Schools in Session, the podcast. And if you haven't already, go back to the other previous episodes where I introduce myself and I tell you exactly what this podcast is about. It is about bringing a foundation for our parents and our teachers and our youth workers to support and get the tools they need to inspire our next generation, but also feel confident in doing so. And a lot of the topics that we talk about or discuss or the people that we're going to have on in the future, we really get into the crux of what it means to be there for our teenager and how just simple tweaks in life can really make a difference. I'm currently coming live from New Zealand. I'm back home. Yes, I was in Bali sitting there and I just felt like I had so much creative flow in me and so many ideas and dreams and ambitions. And I just thought like, I need to get back and I need to get into action. So I am now full-time Schools in Session. If I haven't mentioned that earlier, I have no idea. My mind runs a million miles an hour, but it's exciting. It's exciting. Like a couple of episodes ago, we did a podcast around growth and a learning mindset, and that couldn't be more apparent right now for me. Like I'm 31 and I'm still growing and learning, and you guys are too, and our teens are too, and it's just great. Like, it's just, I don't even have words for it. Like, in awe of such magic, I suppose, if that makes any sense. I have no idea. Anyway, I love this topic today. So today we're going to talk about encouraging a good morning routine and what that actually looks like for our teens. Now, I could go on for hours about this, hours and hours and hours. I have had times in my life where I've been up at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3, 4, 5, 6, even 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock when I was younger. And I have been an early bird since I have no idea when. I love the mornings. I love waking up and just the freshness of the air and the birds chirping and the frost in New Zealand here. You know, even when I was in Bali, you wake up and it's just quiet and it's peaceful, and it just allows you to set up your morning routine in a way that's productive and successful for the day. And I just feel like if you don't have a good morning routine, you're not setting yourself up. You're setting yourself up for failure. So as we go on in this podcast is going to be pretty short. We're not going to cover, I suppose, huge ideas today, but there's a couple of points that I want to cover, and then the rest will come out on social media. So if you're not on our social medias, please follow Schools in Session or myself, Chanel.Partridge, on Instagram, and you can get all the content there. So what does it mean to have a good morning routine? Or what does society deem as having a good morning routine? And I want to start off with this because it's really important. Our teens are so impressionable, and at the phases they're at in their life, they are so in what we call the comparison trap. And that is just the stigma and the influence and the insecurities of growth and development that they have going on in their lives and all the changes that are happening, that they just so happen to compare who they are, what they are, and what they're doing to other people. Now, when I say what does society deem as a good morning routine, I say this because there is so many YouTube videos in regards to morning routines. If you type in morning routines, hundreds will come up. You've got the entrepreneur morning routines. You've got the mum of 12, what she does for her kids in the morning before they get up. You've got the yoga spiritual instructor guru in Bali. You've got, you know, the gym fanatic who is training for a marathon, or a personal trainer who just wants to get their brand out there. There is so many morning routines telling people what they should and should not do. And the reality is we need to be able to help our teens craft and create the perfect morning routine for them. Now, if you're a parent, you're obviously going to have more say in what they do, because quite often you're still telling your teenager to get out of bed or hurry up and get ready for school or hurry up and get in the shower, and you find yourself chasing your tail. Now, like I've said in every podcast, communication is so important with your teenager and how that morning routine goes. You need to talk to them and say, well, you know, we need to be out the door by this time, so you need to make sure you're up by this time. And it's really crucial that you have those conversations, but I'm not going to go too far into that side today. What I want to talk about is what we need to put in the perfect morning routine for our teenagers. And some really good examples that I found on YouTube after deciphering the 50 million ones out there is if you have a look at Caleb Maddox. Caleb Maddox is a teen. I'll actually put some info on him in the comments actually of this post, but he is a teen entrepreneur. He runs the Kids for Education program. His initiatives are about changing education for kids and about obviously making money and being successful. But he puts out a morning routine that requires him to get up at 4:45 in the morning before he's gone to school, because he's homeschooled. He's already gotten up, he's drunk water, he's made his bed, he's dressed, he's had some fun by playing basketball, he's exercised, he's jumped onto social media, he's had breakfast, and he's meditated, all before he goes to homeschool or business. And he's a teenager. So that's a really good one to look into. The next one I'm going to recommend is Peter Voog. Peter Voog has been one of my mentors for a very, very long time. He talks about training for morning routines for night owls and early birds. So he really talks about the, you don't need to be an early bird to have a good morning routine, and you don't have to be a night owl to also have a really good morning routine. So basically, if you're not a morning person, you're not a morning person. How can we get around that? If you're not a, you know, if you're a night person, how can we get around that? And so he goes into it a lot deeper than I can explain it. And then we also have Eric Thomas. Eric Thomas is one of my favorite entrepreneurs, but motivational speakers out there. He speaks a lot to teens. He speaks a lot to parents and teachers and students and university students and currently businesses. And he talks about the success routine. So not necessarily a morning routine, but what's your success routine? What is getting you up? What are you living for? And I think that's really important, because as parents and as teachers, youth workers, and as teenagers and students, we need to be after the winning morning routine where we feel motivated, inspired, energetic to go out and have a successful day. And that is what we want. So, what is a morning routine? A lot of people might not know what a morning routine is. So, by definition, it is a set of habits and motions you go through when you wake up. So, if we think about that a little bit more, we're thinking about what are the things we need to do in the morning in order to wake ourselves up and get ourselves out the door, living our day. And the first thing I want to cover is, after COVID, after the pandemic, a lot of people have you know, their morning routine is out of whack a bit. They, you know, some people are still working from home. Some people are going into the office. Some teens are still getting homeschooled, online learning. Some teens are going out there. But the reality is we've had a huge chunk of time to get out of routine. So now we want to get back into routine. So how do we be proactive in our morning routine rather than reactive? And I'm going to go into this. If we have a reactive morning routine, this is what it looks like. I start school at 8 o'clock. My mum starts work at 9. So therefore, we need to be out the door at 7:45 because it takes 15 minutes to get to school and it takes me an hour to get to work. So 7:45, we leave the house. 8 o'clock, we're at school. 9 o'clock on the dot, I'm at work. So if I have to leave at 7:45, it takes me half an hour to brush my teeth, have breakfast, pack my bag, and that's it, out the door rushing. So I'm going to get up at 7:15. As the teenager, I'm going to get up at 7:15. So then the parent, well, my teenager can look after themselves. They can get themselves ready. And if they don't, well, that's your own fault. But it takes me 45 minutes to get ready. So I'm going to get up at 7. I'm going to get up at 7. I'm going to brush my teeth, get dressed, have breakfast, and pack my handbag or my laptop and get in the car, get my teenager in the car, and we're off. Now, that's what we call a reactive morning routine, is we're getting up and we're reacting to what we have to do during the day. Because we have to be out the door by a certain time, we are effectively rushing the process to get out the door, not giving ourselves any time for if anything goes wrong, if you spoil your Weet-Bix or, you know, the power cuts out or your car doesn't work or you get a phone call or something like that. We are running into the day. That's what reactive is running into the day. We're chasing our tail. The momentum that we set for the morning is the momentum that continues throughout the day. So if we are chasing our tail in the morning, rushing to get ready, we are rushing throughout the day, which means by the end of the day, if you look back, can you even remember what you did? Did you even enjoy your day because you were rushing? When we rush, things often go wrong. We all know that. So reactive is also consuming into things external to us. So as a parent or as a teacher or youth worker, say as an adult, if we wake up, what's the first thing we're doing? Are we checking social media? Because we'd love to tell our teens not to check social media straight away, but as adults, are we doing that? Are we checking social media and seeing what's already happening out in the world before we even get out of bed, before even we put our 2 feet on the floor? If that's what we're doing, we're saying to ourselves that we live our lives through other people. We look externally. What are they doing that I can do differently today? You know, what can I feed into today? Oh, look, so-and-so. You know, if you're looking on social media and it's not that great and someone's having a rant, that's what you're setting yourself up for, is that's the first thing you're signaling to your brain, is look at the drama that's happening with other people, or look at what someone else is selling, or look at how great someone's life is. That is the message we're sending to our brain first thing in the morning. The message we get to our brain first thing in the morning is how we live our day. So being reactive versus proactive is really the difference between living for yourself or living for others. So reactive, chasing the day, running into the day, not being conscious or intuitive of the day, not feeling into things or not looking outside because you've got so much on your to-do list to do, you're running into that day. So now we look at proactive, and proactive to me, the word just, it already sounds more positive. So being proactive, and this is what I love to do, is being proactive and having a proactive morning routine means actively setting yourself up for the day. So if we go back to the example of our teenager needs to be at school at 8 o'clock and I need to be at work at 9, being proactive for me would be getting up at probably 6 o'clock, you know, doing my gratitudes, having my morning coffee, having my breakfast, but I'm allowing myself time to sit down and do that. I'm allowing myself time to walk to the bathroom and brush my teeth, not rush to the bathroom and forget where I put my phone and where my keys are. I'm just walking to the bathroom to brush my teeth. I'm getting dressed. I'm ready to go before we even need to leave, just in case anything goes wrong. You know, we leave early. We get there early. I get to drop my teenager off at school early, which gives me time to get to work, and I'm early, which means that I can set my foundation and clear my mind before I need to get into work. It means that if anything goes wrong, I have time to mitigate it. And that's the real difference. Being proactive means I am living for me. I am choosing to do the things that fuel my body, my mind, and my soul in order to go about my day. And this is so crucial when it comes to your teenager. Quite often we see, if you were to stand at the front gate of a school and watch all the teenagers or all the kids come into the school in the morning, how many teens do you see with their hair not brushed, or they look half asleep, or they've got a bottle, big bottle of fizzy drink, or they're eating a pie from the bakery? How many teens do we see rushing after the bell because they were late? Their mums have dropped them off late, but to be honest, they were probably late to the car. You know, that's just one step. The second step is they get into the classroom and they're tired. You know, by morning tea, they're having the sugar crash. They're tired. They're exhausted. They're not absorbing information. They're just, you know? And so that's why it's really crucial to start your day off right. What brings you that energy? What brings you that motivation? What brings you that inspiration to want to get up and get into life? We don't want our teens dragging their feet to school, dragging their feet to the classrooms, and not listening to their teachers or their parents, or getting into sports or whatever they love to do, because they're just, ugh. And so it's really about setting our teens up for success. So when we look at that, we say to ourselves, what do we need to put in a morning routine? What is it in a morning routine that we need? And a lot of videos out there will say the morning routine starts the day before. The night before a morning routine starts. And I 100% truly believe in that, is if you want to get up early, you have to go to bed at a reasonable time. You just have to. A teenager needs sleep. So if you're enforcing a morning routine, you need to enforce a night routine as well. Is, hey, how about we just go lights out by this time? Or could you try and be off your phone a little less and go to sleep earlier, because this is the time we're getting up. You know, this is the time we need to get up. Teenagers still need sleep. That is very, very crucial. So you really need to emphasize that point. But when we wake up, what is it about the morning that we need? What do we need for our bodies and our minds and our soul to function to its ability for success? And this is where the five senses come in. Hearing, sight, taste, smell, and touch and feel. So what my morning routine looks like at the moment is, my morning routine has changed a lot over the years, and it is never the same. It, you know, with different careers it changes, with different goals it changes, with different environments it changes, you know? But I always get up early and I always go to bed early. And so when I wake up at the moment, if I go through my morning routine right now, I wake up, it's 4 a.m. I get up early, and I get up super early because what I want to currently fit into my morning routine is a lot. So after COVID, after the pandemic, I realized that there's just so much that my body and my mind needs to really level itself out and be on that good, positive foundation in the morning, that if I don't do my morning routine or any part of my morning routine, I'm just not there. And if I'm just not there, it rolls downhill throughout the day. So I woke up at 4 a.m. I don't expect your teen to get up at 4 a.m. I don't expect you to get up at 4 a.m. Pick a good time, you know, a good time for you, a good time for your teen. So I wake up at 4 a.m. and that's when the senses hearing clicks on. I get up straight away. I don't lounge. Crucial step. Some days I wake up tired. So more often than not throughout the week, you know, end of the week. Sorry about that. I need to have a water bottle next to me. I have a water bottle next to my bed every night. And the first thing I do is I wake up, have a drink. That water, that coldness of the water is going to start waking up your body. Not to mention overnight, I have dehydrated. You dehydrate overnight because you haven't had water. So we need to start replenishing that. So I have a big drink of water. I get up, I, you know, get dressed and you go to the toilet or whatever you like to do. And I love having a coffee. So I go out and I start making a coffee. And the smell of the coffee, that's another sense. I've got the smell of the coffee. I love the smell of the coffee. But I also live rural as well. So I can, once I'm up and I'm in the kitchen, I can smell the freshness of the air. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. So it is cold, you know, you can smell that freshness. I then like to just take a look around, you know. I look around at the view, you know, if the sun is rising, if it's dark, I love just that morning time where it's very quiet and I suppose there's that level of ambience in the air. Another sight that I've also got in the morning is turning the light on. So when I'm out of bed, I turn my lamp on, that's the light. It's not the bright, bright light, but it's a light. So it's slowly waking up those senses. The next thing I'll do is I have, you know, I do my gratitudes. I read a book, which is another form of sight. And then I get into my physical activity. Now, my physical activity in the morning is not that great. Like, not in a bad way, but I don't go out and do a hard-hitting workout. I truly believe that we only have one body and we need to look after it. So I just start to get my body moving. What muscles are tight from yesterday? What do I need to stretch? What do I need to slowly get moving? I love yoga. I love mobility workouts. So often I'll do those in the mornings. Sometimes I'll jump on the treadmill. Stretches, you know, all that form of touch, that touch and that physical exertion. Like, how can we start to move our bodies? We don't just want to roll out of bed, put on our uniform and go to school. How do we get, you know, our teenagers to start slowly moving their bodies? And so once I've done that, I have my breakfast. So breakfast is the form of taste. So that's another sense. I have breakfast. I make sure it's got enough protein. I've got my water intake in there. I've got my carbs. Enough food to keep me satiated until my next meal. I then brush my teeth, you know, my bed's made, all of that good stuff that I love for myself in the space of, that probably takes me, I spend about 2.5 hours on my morning routine. Now, that's me activating every sense in the morning to ensure my body and my mind and my soul is good for the rest of the day so that I am living each moment. I am proactive in each moment. So I'm ready for each moment. But also by doing all that, I've slowly woken up my body. I haven't shocked it. I've slowly woken it up in all forms of sense where at the end of my morning routine, I'm positive and I'm ready to go. Like, I'm amping to go for the day. So what I've done here is I've purposefully and intentionally activated my senses. So when we flip it back to teenagers, what is going to be the most effective way for you and your teenager and your morning routine. And there's going to be a worksheet I'm going to put on our social media. And it's going to have a whole lot of examples of different types of forms of senses that you can incorporate into your morning routine for your teenager so they are really alive and awake when they go out on their day. So you can mix, match, and do what you want. But you really need to start thinking, what is it that's going to make my teenager show up to the classroom excited and pumped to learn? What is it that's going to fuel their body so that they don't need the big sugar drink in the morning, or they don't line up at the canteen for the K-bars or the sausage rolls? What is it that's going to allow them to absorb the education that they're being taught by their teachers so that they can really hone into their studies, you know, and to succeed? What is it that's going to fuel them for sports classes, enable them to go for a run and get the ball over the net and do their best? What is going to keep them satiated throughout the whole day so that they don't just come home and binge on chips and ice blocks and lollies? The morning routine sets yourself up for the whole day. It sets your teenager up for the whole day. It's very, very important. Now, once you've identified what you want to put in your morning routine, the next thing is to act. Now, most of us already know it takes 21 days at least to create and drive into our brain a new habit. 21 days. So you've got to stay consistent. Quite often you're going to get the devil horns come out from your teenager and they're not going to want to get out of bed if they're not an early riser. But what sets yourself up for the day? They're going to start noticing the changes. They're going to start noticing how they feel. That's inevitable. That's going to happen. So if you keep doing the do with your teenager and you keep enforcing this morning routine, they're going to notice and it's going to start to become a habit. 21 days at least to create a habit. I would suggest go for 30, then go for another 30, then go for another 30. And over the time, tweak it. If it doesn't fit, don't put it in. If it doesn't work, don't put it in. Change it. The guy on YouTube's morning routine is going to be totally different to what you do. The neighbor's morning routine is going to be totally different to what you do. So over this time of at least 21 days of trying to form this morning routine as a habit, these are the things you're going to start to notice. Fatigue. It is always hard introducing something new and sticking it out. If your teenager is not used to going to bed early, they're going to struggle in the morning and they're going to be tired and they're going to be grumpy for probably the first 7 days. And that's okay, because the tired and the more grumpy they get, the faster they're going to fall asleep at night. So if they're tired, they're going to fall asleep earlier at nighttime, and it's going to keep getting better. They're going to fall asleep earlier because they need to be up at the same time. Their body is going to go through a whole lot of changes. So they might become more hungry. They might start to crave more nutritious and more satiating food. Because they're now eating breakfast at the same time, they might find that 7 o'clock on the dot, they're hungry. They need breakfast, but they need more of it. A teenager is growing, they need more food. They're going to start to have an increase of energy and flow. So you might find that they want to do more things. You might find that they talk to you more or you want to go out with their friends more. It's because they have more energy. When we have more energy, we are more positive. When we're more positive, we want more experience. When we have more experience, we want to create more experience and more memories. It's a never-ending cycle. It just keeps going and going and going. After 21 days, when the habit starts to sink in, this is when you really need to review what you're doing and go, is there anything else that we can change or add? How is my teenager functioning at school? What are they loving? What are they hating? There's no point in having a morning routine that someone hates, because if they hate any part of it and they haven't got any benefit from any part of it or can't see the benefit, then they're not going to do it. So in the first 21 days, we really need to tweak this. After 21 days, we need to tweak it even more. What can we do? And naturally, the body clock's just going to start to change. Your teenager's just going to start to wake up at that time and things are going to start to flow. So what we need is to be proactive in our morning routine. And I'm going to go into this a lot more on social media. As of the 1st of November, we are starting our first SNS, School in Sessions, Community Challenge. It's 30 days of morning routine where you have created the perfect morning routine for your teenager, and now we're going to put it into practice for 30 days. I want to see it online. I want to see it on Instagram. I want to have the feedback. Like, if you're struggling, let me know. I can help you. On our Instagram is going to be the link for the Teens Morning Routine Worksheet. This is going to help you. Put it into practice. Start sitting down with your teen. What can we do to identify and create the best morning routine? How can we craft that? Print it off. Stick it to the fridge. Have the talk to your teen. And jump in it together. We are not at the end of the year yet, but we can finish the year off with a bang. And that starts with the perfect morning routine. So if you have any questions, hit me up in the DMs, but that is all I have for today. Again, there's going to be heaps more content on social media around this because this is one of my favorite topics. But if you get stuck, let me know. I'll help you out. This is Schools in Session, the podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. Over and out. Thank you so much for listening to the Schools in Session podcast. Please, if you liked what you heard, do not forget to subscribe. Until next time.